Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce the formation of a new alliance. This is the Space Solar Alliance for Future Energy. And this is a group of nonprofit organizations who have come together to support space-based solar power. They are 13 in number, and that number is growing quite rapidly. They include the National Space Society, the Space Power Association, the Space Frontier Foundation, the Space Colonization Technical Committee of the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics, the Share Space Foundation, the Moon Society, the Aerospace Technology Working Group, Space Studies Institute, the Space Word Foundation, ProSpace, Space Generation Foundation, and the Space Enterprise Council of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And these organizations have all come together because of the enormous potential of space-based solar power. It is the largest energy option which is available to us today in the sense that it can provide more power potentially than all the other power sources combined. It is also, as we shall see during these discussions, the greenest option in the sense of being the most environmentally benign, even more benign than ground-based solar. Now, the main focus of today's press conference is going to be the release of the study from NSSO, the National Security Space Office. It's an interim report on space solar power. An executive summary is over there on the table. And I'm told that it's officially going to be released at approximately 8 minutes ago. So you're probably the first group of people of any size that have heard about its official release. The reason the military is interested in this, there's a number of reasons, but probably the most important, at least in my opinion, is that the United States is in a difficult situation which is getting worse, and that is we are dependent on foreign sources for energy. And many of these sources are in the Middle East. They're unstable. They may have unfriendly regimes in the future, a classic example being Iraq. And it's getting worse. The percentage of oil which is used in this country is now about two-thirds from foreign countries, and it's getting larger all the time. And the Defense Department recognizes this as an important strategic issue and something we need to do something about. And space solar power, in the long run, is a potential solution to this. As I said before, an enormous amount of power is available. And indeed, if things work out, we could turn this country into an energy exporting nation rather than an energy importing nation. Now let me put my economics hat on for a minute and explain from an economics viewpoint and from the broad vision of the future of humanity why space solar power is potentially so important. If you ask yourself, what is one of the things that the human race needs to do in the long run, say, next 50 years or more? And that is, you want to bring the per capita income, the average income of all of humanity, up to, say, at least what it is in the United States today. And the per capita income of the world is a factor of 7 below what it is in the United States. And that's the average. Poor people in the world are much, much poorer than that. The average world per capita income is a factor of 2 below the poverty level in the United States. Now, how do you do that? In order to do that, you need to increase the economy of the world by a substantial margin. If you ignore population increase and ignore the fact that we in this country and other developed countries want our standard of living to increase as well, and rightfully so, then that means you have to increase the world economy by a factor of 7. And if you take into consideration population growth and the fact that developed countries want a higher standard of living, then that factor of 7 goes up by a substantial amount. Well, how are we going to increase the world economy by such a large factor and have the energy resources to do so? And furthermore, have the energy resources to do so in a fashion which is environmentally benign. And one possible solution to that is space solar power because of its enormous amount of energy which is out there. Potentially, it comes from the sun. And the sun currently puts out about a trillion times the amount of energy as the human race is currently using. So the potential is truly enormous. And also, as it turns out, as you'll see from some of these talks, it's highly environmentally benign. There's good reason to believe that the impact of space-based solar power on the environment would be even less than Earth-based solar power. So, two points to keep in mind is that this is the largest potential energy source available and the greenest. And with that, I will introduce the first speaker. Please hold your questions until all the speakers have had a chance to talk.